I've heard it described as almost like a step-down therapy, bridging between hormonal therapy and IV chemotherapy.
I think that's an excellent way to think about it. I use Xeloda in combination with Herceptin also, and I've had patients on that combination for years with bone and lung lymph node involvement.
First line?
Often these patients may have had taxane before, but I've had patients with this indolent disease keep their hair. They come in every 3 weeks. They get their Herceptin Q3. You monitor their cardiac status. And one keeps them on Xeloda. Give them iridium. And the palliation that one can get from this for years is extraordinary.
So you've seen good responses?
Tremendous responses.
You know, it's really funny because I think people got a real bugaboo about using Xeloda with Herceptin because
Based on Dennis Lehman's data.
Yeah, okay. Right. So talk about that.
Well, he originally showed that there was not synergy.
That was in the test tube, though.
In the test tube. But they have, I think, additional data since that original presentation that shows that these two agents, when given together, are beneficial. And in my own practice, I use this quite a bit. I use Herceptin quite a bit with anti-estrogen therapy, with aromatase inhibitor therapy, with excellent benefit for HER2 overexpressors. And there's going to be data on this, but I've been doing this for a long time. It's a very good way of palliating HER2 overexpressing patients who are still hormone receptor positive.